I was talking about that 98% of Americans who are saying that they really do want us to want the Trump administration to leave our monuments alone. More specifically, there were 2.7 million people who filed comments about his plans. And of that 2.7 million, 98% said, hey, no, don't do this. And these are people who filed formal comments with Zinc's office in response to Trump's order. Remember now, we're already paying wages and salaries with the monuments being in place. So if we have money being paid as a result of mining and other industry and other commercial development going in, remember, think about the low wages that the vast majority of people are making in mining, commercial industry. Some are making better than others, no question about that. But there are many, many, many others who, well, let's just remember, there's a reason that people are upset about income inequality. Exposing our national treasures to the ravages of mining, commercial development, and drilling for oil and gas, the center says, is really a fool's errand. It would put special American waters and lands in the hands of those who would dynamite, bulldoze, pave over, and drill irreplaceable sites that belong to us all. Now think about the water. Let's focus on the water for just a few moments. Think about the fact that we already have grave concerns about reduced drinking water in the world, but including in America. Think about the fact that we have states that have been in battles for years over rights to the water because the water is so limited. And we have people who are ready and willing to further reduce the amount of drinkable water, usable water that can be used for drinking, cooking, etc., so that they can go ahead and pursue their dreams. Now, here's the thing. In cases like this, one person's dream, the fulfilling of one person's dream, will necessarily lead to destroying of someone else's dream. And so, in cases like this, you're talking about the possibility of the dream is the dream of those who would own and be in other executive leadership positions. It's their dream. It's their dream. Even to the extent that they hire other people, the dream is theirs. Compare the number of people whose dream it is to bulldoze, to mine, to industrialize, to commercialize these monuments, to the numbers of people whose dream it is to visit these monuments as they are and enjoy them and to gain from the experience of having been in these places as they are, not as commercial developments. For a relatively few people to have their dreams fulfilled, many, many, many more people would have to have their dreams destroyed. The lands and waters don't belong to the president, despite whatever he may believe. They don't. It's just like the economy belongs to us. We don't control it as well as we should. Of course, the only control we have is by electing the officials who decide how the economy will be managed. But it is our economy. It is the American economy. This is America. Private individuals own their private lots, their private lands, but none of them owns America. This land is your land. This land is my land. This land was made for you and me. They don't belong to the president. They belong to the American people. The American story and all its sprawling and rough-hewn majesty is written on the landscapes of all America. And these lands remind us of what we share of a country, as a country, and of who we are as a people, of what we value enough as Americans to protect and conserve. But here's the reality. Only some of us value the land that way. Only some of us care about the air that way. Only some of us care about the water that way. Not all Americans are interested in taking good care of our land, our water, our air. But I will tell you this. We have been hearing that more and more people of all political persuasions are wanting to take better care of our environment. As these national monuments go away, as they shrink, who do you suppose will be impacted as there are fewer monument places to visit? Democrats? Members of the Green Party? Members of the Republican Party? Members of whatever other parties are out there? Who do you suppose will be impacted as we have less and less majestic land to visit? Yeah, everybody, right? Every party. Every party. Now, I mentioned to you that the information I was giving to you originally was coming from an August 2017 report. Let me share with you something now from September, and then I'll share with you something from October of this year. It's coming from Health and Science, and they're looking at what zinc was recommending to President Trump. And there are at least four Western sites that were recommended for shrinking. In fact, Secretary Ryan Zink recommended that President Trump modify 10 national monuments that were created by his immediate predecessors, which includes shrinking the boundaries of at least four Western sites. And this is one that, as of September 2017, the White House had refused to release. There was a memorandum they had refused to release since Zink submitted it late August. Doesn't specify exact reductions for the four protected areas that Zink wanted Trump to narrow. Those four areas included Utah's Bear's Ears, Grand Staircase, Escalante, Nevada's Gold Butte, Oregon's Cascade, Siskiyou, or the two marine national monuments, the Pacific Remote Islands, and Rose Atoll, for which he raised the same prospect. The two Utah sites encompass a total of more than 3.2 million acres, part of the reason that they have aroused such intense emotions since their designation. 3.2 million acres, I admit, it's a lot of acreage. After a four-month review of federal lands and waters, Interior Secretary Ryan Zink says that President Trump should modify 10 national monuments. His recommendations would change the way that all 10 targeted monuments are managed. It emphasizes the need to adjust the proclamations to address concerns of local officials or affected industries, saying that the administration really should permit traditional uses now restricted within the monument's boundaries, such as grazing, logging, coal mining, and commercial fishing. Now think about these and just try to honestly determine what you think will help, you know, what would benefit America more. Leaving these national monuments fully as national monuments, or taking some of that land, much of that land, and using it for industry, using it for mining, using it for commercial. What do you think?